What is up, ladies and gents? Laying the points with Farley Bets. We are going to do a very quick lo-fi version of this week's podcast because I'm on a little vacation with the family. We're coming off a massive 10-3 plus 10 unit week where we were 5-1 in our against the spread picks in week 13. So we wanted to give you some of our thoughts heading into week 14. Again, this is going to be a lo-fi, low-rent, ghetto version of laying the points with Farley Bets. But that's okay. Sometimes you got to make do. So in other words, I have no mic. Just using my laptop speakers and microphone. And I imagine it doesn't sound very good. But we will get through this in 10 to 15 minutes. Just want to give you some of my initial thoughts and stronger leans in week 14 of the NFL, coming off a big week, again, plus 10 unit week in NFL action, went 4-1 in our ATS picks, in our contest picks. So let's get to it. Patriots and Steelers, man, you got Bailey Zappe against Mitch Trubisky. That alone should make you want to pick the Patriots here. For as shitty as they've been, we got two backup quarterbacks, and one team has a six-point chalk, right? 6 points as a favorite. Steelers are at home on a short week, off a loss. I get it. Steelers probably show up more than the Patriots, who don't look like they're showing up for much of anything lately, but I think you still have to lean Patriots at a big plus number with two backup quarterbacks. Mitch Trubisky, we know at this point he's not very good. Jacksonville and Cleveland, I mean, we're going to have C.J. Beathard against maybe Flacco, maybe Dorian Thompson-Robinson. The Browns are up to a three-point favorite here for good reason. You know, off two losses on the road. The Browns are different at home. It's going to be windy, sloppy weather at home. I don't think it matters who plays quarterback for them. DTR or Joe Flacco is going to be better than PJ Walker. And Flacco, if he starts again, he's going to have an extra week of practice, which means an extra week of mastery over the playbook. And he is a pro, right? He's won a Super Bowl. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence going down. I don't know, man. The run game and the defense of the Browns should be at their best. I like the Browns. I lean Browns, at least -3. Like them better when it was -1.5. Ravens and Rams. Ravens 7-point favorites. I haven't dug deep into this game yet, but you know, the Ravens have been so good at home, really good in these interconference battles. Rams benefiting, right, from facing two lesser teams in the Rams and the Browns. Browns, you know, starting Joe Flacco for the first time last week. Rams are playing better football, but this is a big task. I think the line just makes sense where it's at. Ravens -7. Lions and Bears, line favoring the Bears a little bit here. We're seeing it really juiced, +3.5, but it's +3 in most books. And Justin Fields and that Bears offense played really well against the Lions a few weeks ago. Nearly won that game. Of course, that was in a dome. But this one is going to be a very sloppy game. Rainy, windy, over 20 miles an hour. Wind gusts. Justin Fields and that run game should benefit in this environment. You know, Lions top 5 or top 10 or top 5, one of those. The run game as well. So like the under in this one, it's dropped to 40.5. It was at 43.5. Lean that direction, but also lean Bears. Bears have been competitive against the Lions. I think they just match up well. You know, it's like the Texans against the Jags with Commanders against the Giants or against the Eagles. Just a good matchup for the Bears. They can hang in this one. So strong lean to the Bears, even at +3, +3.5, even better. Panthers and Saints. Saints are 5.5-point favorites. And when you just, as a handicapper, as a bettor, when you think to yourself that the Saints are plus 5.5 point favorites, why? Right? Like, they can't be. You can't be 5.5 point favorites in a divisional game. I don't care that it's against the Panthers. And we're seeing this line drop a little bit. Lean Panthers. Bryce Young has not eclipsed 250 yards passing. I don't care. Like, and not in one game has Bryce Young thrown for more than 250 yards. I still don't care. Saints find a way to mess things up every week. Maybe this is the game where they put it all together against the team they should. But fuck the Saints, man. I'll take the Panthers in that one. Bucks and Falcons. I haven't given too much thought to this one yet. But you can make a case here that this game should be even. I know it's at Atlanta. Atlanta plays better at home. But, you know, two straight wins for Atlanta, right? I mean, they're figuring things out. But the Bucks also off a win. I'm sorry, I think the Falcons had a bye last week. Let me pull that up really quick. I think that's true. Yeah, Falcons. Oh no, Falcons won against the Jets last week. That's why it feels like a bye, because they beat the Jets. So two straight wins for the Falcons. A nice win for the Bucks. This is an even game for me, but because it's at Atlanta, no play on this one. No thoughts on this one. Evenly matched teams. Falcons should get the advantage. -2.5 feels right. Colts are winning games, man. They're 7-5. They're in the playoff race. But how about them Bengals? How about Jake Browning going 32 of 37 for 354 yards, 9.6 yards per pass, one touchdown? I mean, he was perfect. He was perfect against the Jaguars. And that's what the Bengals needed for a win. I'm not going to bet against the Bengals at home, who are kind of frisky, even with Jake Browning. I'm also not going to bet against the Colts, who Shane Steichen is making things work. You can tell that Gardner Minshew is playing better football, and it's probably because of the plays, because of the schemes, because of the coaching from Shane Steichen. So, you know, I kind of like the Colts right now. I kind of like the Bengals with Jake Browning right now. To pick them, it should be. I'm not going to choose a side. Texans and Jets. The line is coming down, down, down in this one. It was as high as 6.5 for Houston. Now it's down to 4 at some books, 4.5. I still see a 5 or 5.5 at FanDuel. I think you got to go with the Jets in this one. Jets are at home. Zach Wilson returns. He has been a better quarterback than their other options. Jets defense will thrive in a better environment at home. Sloppy, cold, windy weather. CJ Stroud is the fucking truth, but this is not a good situation. It's not a good spot for CJ Stroud in bad weather against a really good Jets defense. Gotta go, Jets at the best line you can get. If you got +6.5, good for you. Seattle and San Francisco. Seattle cannot be 10.5 point underdogs here, in my opinion. It's just like last week against the Cowboys. Seattle showed up. They're desperate. They're trying to make the playoffs. San Francisco is the best team in the NFL, in my opinion, but they're also off another big win against the Eagles across the country. There has to be a little bit of a letdown here. They have a 3-game lead in the NFC West. So they're going to continue to play really well, but I think Seattle is going to just score points in this. You know, like, they're going to bring it. Geno Smith and DK Metcalf were an unstoppable duo last week. So lean Seattle. Lean to the over in this one, too. The over, the total is not high enough. 46.5, not high enough. Minnesota and Vegas. Haven't given too much thought to this one yet. Vegas is a 3-point favorite on the road against Vegas. Vegas had the week off last week, I believe. Let me just verify that. You know, I got two Bloody Marys in me. So, you know, on vacation. It's 2 o'clock on a Wednesday. But I got a few Bloody Marys in me. So maybe my memory isn't intact as much as it should be. But anyway, yeah, the Raiders didn't play last week, so they're coming in this one off a bye at home. Kind of lean their direction. Like, I think the Vikings are the better team, but Antonio Pierce at home, off a bye, proven to be a good motivational coach, given 3 points against the Vikings team that has been, you know, Kevin O'Connell not showing a lot of faith in Josh Dobbs. So that gives me not a lot of faith that the Vikings offense is intact as much as I thought it was. Lean Raiders. Denver at the Chargers. Chargers are 2.5 to 3 point favorites. Denver off a loss. Russell Wilson had a few interceptions last week, so we saw some regression from the Broncos offensively against the Texans. But should the Chargers be 3 point favorites after winning 6-0 against the Patriots? Big fucking deal. Nah, I'm going to lean Denver there. Bills, KC, Chiefs are -1.5. That line has ticked down a little bit now. Bills getting some love off a bye. Their offenses look better, but I think the Chiefs are going to handle business here. I disagree with the line movement. And if you get under 3 in this game, I think you have to go Chiefs. Chiefs, Super Bowl champ. We've seen the same shit every season from Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. They're going to figure it out. Strong lean to the Chiefs, -1.5 or -2.5. Philly and Dallas, Sunday Night Football. What a game at Dallas. Can't wait for this one. I do think the Cowboys could smoke the Eagles here. They've been so good at home. The Eagles are kind of hitting that part of their schedule where things are just really tough, right? Their defense might be losing some confidence. I mean, every team the past 4 weeks has outgained the Eagles by at least 98 yards per game. Happened again last week easily. 49ers vastly outgaining the Eagles. And now they got Dallas, at Dallas, where the Cowboys have been almost perfect at home this season. Now, of course, they haven't faced the best teams in the NFL, right? We're talking the Jets, the Patriots, the Rams, the Giants, and the Commanders, and then the Seahawks, right? But the Cowboys are damn near scoring 40 points per game at home. I don't think the Eagles are going to be able to keep up in this one. I think the Eagles continue to experience some woes. Strong lean to Cowboys. And then you got two clunkers on Monday night. Tennessee and Miami. Miami is a 13.5-point favorite. Tennessee stinks on the road, and they're going to stink at Miami. I think you have to go with Miami there, even at a crazy line. -13.5. The Dolphins are that good. They are. At home, they are. So I wouldn't be scared to take -13.5 on the Dolphins. And I wouldn't be scared to take -6 or -6.5 on the Packers. Packers have a lot of momentum right now. Jordan Love playing with a lot of confidence. Defense is playing much better. They've been very good on third down, stopping the opposing offenses. Giants off a bye. But this Tommy DeVito stuff, this is Tommy DeVito. Get the fuck out of here. Okay, it doesn't mean much. Don't trust the Giants, even at home. They should be losing, if anything. I don't know why they're even trying to win. I would go Packers. I would go Dolphins. Take the chalk in those instances. Laying the points with Farley Betts. I'm in my timeshare room. It's not my timeshare. It's my it's my in-laws timeshare. I got two Bloody Marys in me. I'm off a 10-3 week. We're off one of the best NFL seasons we've ever had. Let's fucking go. Let's get our week 14 again. I hope you benefited from some of these leans. We will be back next week with the same pomp and circumstance as always. Follow me at Farley Betts on Instagram and Twitter. Love you all. Love your support. Hit me up via DM if you're interested in my premium packages. Let's fucking go. See you later.